Yasmin.
Hasn't come on yet, Jasmine.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Pretty good. It's working away, getting ready for Pesach.
I've just been forgetting about the 11 o'clock, well, the morning class. Wow. By the time I realized, I forgot. Ruby. I'm going to mute my phone.
Okay, I will as soon as he comes on.
Okay, all right.
Good evening.
Hello.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa. Gedulat Shemincha Tatir Tzera Aleph Gimel Yutat Tzadik Kabel Rinat Amcha Sag Menu Taharenu No Freshayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavat Shamrein Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. The letters of the month of Nisan, the Dalet that created the planet Ma'adim, the planet Mars, the planet of war and conflict. And the hay that created the constellation Talay, the lamb or the ram. And the astrological sign of Aries. Together the Dalet and the Hay have a gematria of 9, which represents the Sefirah of Yesod, or the Sefirah of Chachma, depending on if it's direct light or returning light. Barchem tacharem, rachame sitkatcha, tamid gamlem, petet resh tzaditav kimmel. Chasin kadosh, berov tuvcha, nael adatach, het kuf bet tet nunayan. Yachid geyeh, lamcha penei, zokre kiddushatach, yud gimolamed, he zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel, ushma tziyakatenu, yodea talumot, shin kufav, tadiyud taf. The letters of the month of Tammuz. What are the letters of the month of Tammuz? The Taf and the Taf that created the planet Lavana, the moon. And the Chet that created the constellation Sartan, which is the astrological sign of Cancer. And the two letters together have a gematria of 408, but when we add the kolel for each letter, it becomes 410, which is the energy of kadosh, holiness. And that is the potential that can be achieved in the month of Tammuz. Although the Zohar expresses that Tammuz is one of the three most negative months. And we will discuss that tomorrow. Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. as we take control of the month of Tammuz. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, so now we will separate the right column energy from the left column energy utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adonai Yohe Wahe, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apaim, Verav Chesed Ve'emet, Notze Chesed La'alafim, Noseawon wafesha v'chata'a v'nakei. Now we will connect to the year of the goat, the year Tashin Ayin Zion, the year 5777, by studying two verses. The first one is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor o yavai chinam. And when we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into three Hebrew words, satzki ach, which means to appear like brothers. And when we take the final letters of each word, we're able to permute them into two Hebrew words, dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to the energy of the year of the goat is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed within this verse is the letters of the name, Tavshin Ayin Zion. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahei Elohechem Hadebaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. And now we're going to connect to the year of the pause, the year 5776, with two verses that connect to that energy. The first of these verses is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayulimat willo yachlu lehavshi et kol ha'olot vayechaskum acheichem ha'levim ad kilot hamlacha Yad yitkachu hakohanim ki halivim yishrei levav leitkadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into 8 names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, la la he, wa wa wa, yo la yo ala me, hey hey hey, aka a, reka ha. And the second verse that connects to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu ba'adonai yohewahe ade'ad kibia yohewahe yohewahe sur olamim. There are three verses that connect to the year 5775, the year that death is swallowed up forever. The first that we will study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni al bili, ad bili ruchi. The second is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam. Asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem elai el nachum v'halakti yitchem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'chipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. The third is Job chapter 20 verse 7. Tegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo. And the last year we connect to, the first year I started to do this, is the year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East. Wasamti makom leami leYisrael. Untati vishakan, takta velo yirgaz, od velo yosifu. Bnei avla l'anoto, kasher barishona. We now are going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the names of the tzaddikim who left today, this fourth day of Nisan: Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg and Rabbi Yochanan Twersky of Rachmistrivka. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Our class tonight is our Zohar class, the Parasha of Vayikra. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, row 1, the right-hand column. When you open up that link, it shows the list of all of the parashas. Scroll down to the first link underneath the third book, the book of our Vayikra, the book of Leviticus. When you open up that link of Zohar Vayikra, we will be reading, studying section 5. Why, when I came, was there no man? And we will start with Pasuk 47. And we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha baruch hu ishkinte b'tchilu. Erchimud, hilud, hilud, erchimud. Le'akta l'shem yud hei b'vav hei. B'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Le'imud Torah mitzvah. La'sok Torah mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konanei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konaneihu. Vayikra el Moshe, Rabbi Elazar patach, madua pati, ve'ein ish karati, ve'ein oneh hatatzor. Katzra yadi mipedut zakaini nun. Israel divko. Atar de ishtekahu. Kud shabarihu ishtekah imchon. The kud shabarihu ishtekah beinechon. Umit ba'er behu, be'Yisrael ha'hidiktiv, Yisrael asher becha it pa'ar. The translation. He called to Moses. Rabbi Elazar opened the discussion with the verse, why, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand limited that it cannot redeem? Israel are fortunate because the Holy One, blessed be He, is wherever they are and prides Himself with Israel, as it is written, Israel, in whom I will be glorified. My commentary. We learn that the Holy One, blessed be He, is always with the children of Israel. While it does not say this, it is my opinion that Hashem is with each individual child of Israel. Of course, there are many levels of that connection. For some, it includes personal experiences of the Creator. For others, He is totally concealed. It is up to the individual to decide what level is desired and then work to manifest that in his or her life. Pasuk 48. Velo od eladi Israel ashlimu mehem nuta beara de Israel shalimu dishma kadisha inun bekad Israel ishtalimu beovadaihu. Kiv Yakol Shema Kadisha Ishtalim Bekad Yisrael La Ishtalimu Letata Yovadaihu Beit Chaihu Chaihu Galuta Kiv Yakol Shema Kadisha La Shalim Ve'eladitnan da salik v'da nachit Yisrael dilela salik leela k'neset Yisrael nechitat letata itrechaku taminda kiv yakol ishtar Shema Kadisha Bela Shalimu Wikola Begin de Knesset Yisrael Begaluta. The translation. Furthermore, Israel makes whole the faith, the secret of Malchut on earth. Israel is the perfection of the holy name. When Israel are perfected in their good deeds, as it were, the holy name is complete. But when they are not complete in their deeds below and are punished by exile, it is as if the holy name on high is not complete. We have learned that one rises and the other descends. For the supernal Israel, Zeranpin, withdraws and rises on high. The congregation of Israel, Malchut, descends below, and they withdraw from one another, and the holy name remains incomplete, Chas v'Shalom. All this is because the congregation of Israel is in exile. My commentary. To clarify, when a child of Israel does a good deed or a mitzvah with the correct kavanah, their personal connection to Hashem is made complete. When they are not doing a good deed or mitzvah, but chas v'shalom, God forbid, the opposite takes place, then once a day there are angels given the task of calculating the balance of all the actions of the children of Israel to determine the manifestation of the relationships between Zeranpin and Malchut. This is my opinion. Pasuk 49. Ve'af al gav di Yisrael begaluta kudsha barichu ishtekach benayhu ve'ate ve'akdim levechen ishta Vikare v'yamar shuvu banim shovavim erpa meshuvotechem v'leit manditar ruchaya k'dein kudsha barichu amar Madua bati ve'en ishkarati ve'en oner Achdamit ve'en ish Ve'leit mandit ar ruchaya. The translation. Although Israel are in exile, the Holy One, blessed be He, is amongst them and comes early to the synagogue. He calls and says, "Return, faithless children, and I will heal your backsliding." But there is no one whose spirit is awakened. Then the Holy One, blessed be He, says, "Why, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? I came early, yet there is no one whose spirit is awakened." My commentary is explaining that this pasuk is explaining this particular verse from Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu. That's the end of the section 5. Does anyone have any questions? We'll now go to section 6, an offering to Hashem. We start with Pasuk 50. Tachatzei behahu yomadi shtachlal beimashkena kucha barichu achdim v'shari beyamiyad v'ikra el Moshe v'idaber Hashem elav me'ohel moed le'mor v'idaber Hashem, Ela Vioda Leia. Does these meaning Israel Mechav Kamea Ulit Mashkena? Hayo Helmoed Behovaihu Vila Yitzkayam. Bidaihu chayidikti vaydaber Hashem Elav be'ohel moed lemor Mayal me'ohel moed Me'iskel ohel moed Dizamin lehit mashkada Bechovaihu Israel vela itkayam Beki yomeya aval yaskvavta lehay adam ki yakri mechem karban lahashem Harelach karbanin diagin al kola. The translation. Come and see. On the day that the tabernacle was complete, the Holy One, blessed be He, quickly comes and rested in it. Immediately, literally, He called to Moses, and Hashem spoke to him out of the tent of meeting, saying, and Hashem spoke to him. He informed him that in the future Israel will sin before him, and this tent of meeting will be taken as a pledge because of their sins and will not remain in their hands. This is what is written. And Hashem spoke to him out of the tent of meeting, meaning regarding the tent of meeting that it will be taken as a pledge in the future because of Israel's sins. And it will not remain in existence. The remedy for this is, if any man of you bring an offering to Hashem, here are sacrifices for you which protect for all. My commentary. When the temple existed, a man would sin and then bring a sacrifice to Hashem, an offering of oneself to Hashem, using a substitute animal or plant, like a meal offering. This offering would repair the mistake and bring the world and the universes back to balance. Without the temple, we still have methods to do this. One is prayer, which replaced the offerings in the temple. This is what Hashem spoke to Moshe, as described in the above Pasuk. Pasuk 51. Rabbi Heskiah Hawa Shekiah Kameya Deribi Shimon Amarleya Haivikre Karban. Keiru Mi Baeleia O Karibut My Karban Al Hayadia Hulagabe Karayayo Karban Meinun Kitrin Kadishin Demit Karve Kuhu Kachada Umit Kashran Dabeda Adita Vedu Kuhu Had Yehuda Shalim Li Atkana Shema Kadisha Kad Kachate Ahidiktiv Karban Lahashem Karban Deinun Kitrin Kadishin Lahashem Hulehitachna Shema Kadisha Uyahada Leyakata Yeot Begindi Ishtakahu Rachamin Bekuhu Amin Ushma Kadisha Deitatar Beitrolit Basma Kola. The translation. Rabbi Hizkiah was in the presence of Rabbi Shimon. He said to him, that which is called an offering, the Hebrew word is korban, should have been titled bringing near. The Hebrew word is keruv, or drawing near. The Hebrew word is krivut. Why then is it called an offering, karban? And he responded, it is known among the friends that an offering is the drawing near of those holy crowns, namely the Sefirot of Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut, who are all drawn together and mutually connected until they all form a perfect unity so that the holy name be properly set. That is the meaning of an offering to Hashem. An offering is the drawing near of those holy crowns. Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut to Yud Hei Vav Hei, which pertains to mercy, denoting the central column. Thus, this holy name may be perfected and unified properly so that mercy can prevail throughout the worlds, and the holy name will assume its crowns to perfume everything. My commentary. There are deep secrets written here that are clear as written. When one brings an offering, one unifies the seven sephirot into one, which completes the name of Hashem. The name of Hashem represents mercy and love. When one prays, one needs to have love in their heart and consciousness. Otherwise, the offering is ineffective. When one has this love in our hearts and consciousness and is unified with the minion, then one can heal all things, including cancer, heart disease, and other illnesses. This healing is more than simple diseases. It also includes wars, hunger, and any other lack in the world. If only people would read this section of the Zohar and take it to heart. Section 52. Wekol da begin li atara, rachame vila li itara, dina ugin, Kach Lashem Hu Bila Lelohim Lashem Manan Tzarikim Litara Rachame Vila Lelohim Rachame Bainan Vila Dina Amar Zaka'a Hula ki dishailna virach viravav viravav tana milin ilain vidabari ru dimila aval hakiti zivche Elohim ruach nishpara lev nishpar v'nid ke Elohim lo tivze zivche Elohim ketiv v'lo zivche Hashem. The translation. All this is done to awaken mercy and not to awaken judgment. Therefore it is to Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh and not to Elohim. For Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh indicates mercy, while Elohim indicates judgment. And we require mercy and not judgment. Rabbi Hizkiah said, happy is my portion that I have asked and merited these words. It is a clear explanation, but is it not written? The sacrifices of Elohim are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. Elohim, you will not despise. Thus it is written, the sacrifices of Elohim instead of the sacrifices of Hashem. My commentary. The question we need to ask is how to awaken mercy and not Elohim. It is a very fine line. Only when our hearts and minds are united can we awaken mercy. Otherwise, God forbid, we awaken judgment. This is my opinion. And while I said God forbid about awakening judgment, if we were truly righteous, we would want judgment because we wouldn't want to wait for our reward, for the effect of our righteous actions. Pasuk 53. Amar le'avadai hakihu karban Elohim laketi velazivche Elohim v'alda shechitatan batzafon dehazivicha hu begin Elohim hahu sitar Givura deit besam, vayit barucha, tadina vayit chalash, dina vayit gaberun, rachame al dina, vial da zivche, Elohim letavra, chela vetukpa, Tadina kashya dikhiv ruach nishpara v'mechewe hahu rucha takifa nishpara v'la yitgabar rucheya v'cheleya v'tukbeya Ubarnash bae kedem lemekam al mitbecha beruach nishpara v'yaksif me'ovado v'gindehewe chahurucha takifa devira v'kola b'gindedina Yit besam beit gaberun, rachame aldina. The translation. Rabbi Shimon responded, certainly this is true. Namely, the offerings of Elohim is not written, but the sacrifices of Elohim. This alludes only to the actual slaughtering that is designated by the name Elohim. for which reason it was performed at the north side of the altar. For the north side alludes to the name of Elohim, which is judgment. Sacrificing is the name of Elohim, which is the side of Geburah, so that the spirit of judgment will be mitigated and broken, and judgment thus be weakened, thus bringing mercy to overpower judgment. Therefore it is written, the sacrifices of Elohim, to break the strength and power of harsh judgment, as it is written, a broken spirit. This implies that the strong spirit of judgment is broken, and its spirit and power shall not be overpowering. Thus man is to stand by the altar with a broken spirit and feel remorse for his actions, in order that this strong spirit be broken, so that judgment may be softened and mercy overpower judgment. My commentary. This verse is explaining the consciousness when one sees the animal that they brought to the temple is shechted, is slaughtered. Today, this broken spirit must be our consciousness at certain points in our prayers. Pasuk 54. Adam ki akriv, mikhem karban la Hashem, amar Rabbi Elazar, haikira haki hawa, le'ya lemikav. Adam ki akriv karban la'shem, mahu k'mishem el aliapuke, Adam harshon, tehu akriv, karbana kadbera, kuchabritu alma, behaukmuha vehaka, Mihem ketiv, hay Adam li apuke, Adam achara dilahawa, Mihem al Rabbi Shimon, Shapir kamarta, behakihu. The translation. Rabbi Elazar said, the scriptural verse, if any man of you bring an offering to Hashem, should have been written in this manner. If any man brings an offering to Hashem, why is the phrase of you interposed here? And he answers, the scriptural verse comes to exclude the first man, who also brought an offering when the Holy One, blessed be He, created the world. He did not bring a sacrificial offering from the cattle and sheep, but a horned ox with one horn. We have stated that of you alludes to any man. So if any men of you bring an offering, would exclude the other man, implying the first man, since he is not one of you. Rabbi Shimon said to him, you explained it quite satisfactorily. Indeed, it is so. My commentary. This pasuk is saying that the first man, Adam, was not truly a human being. He was a spiritual being. That's the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? We don't really have enough time to finish section 7. So we'll just call the class here and we'll pick this up next year. Does anyone have a question? Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Pacific time, we will have our first days of Nisan ritual. I remind you all to learn about the blessing of the fruit trees. When you see at least two fruit trees in bloom, there is a blessing that you can say once a year. And it's good to do it in Nisan rather than in other times of the year. And many people who live in the northern areas will run to their arboretum so that they can make this blessing. There are no classes tomorrow afternoon, but Saturday morning we will have a class again at 8 o'clock West Coast time. And then at 6 p.m. we will have our Havdalah, followed at 7 p.m. by a Zohar class on the Parasha of Tzav. At 10:30 Sunday morning, we will continue our preparing for the Passover holiday. But also Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, there will be a first days of Nisan ritual. So I hope you'll join us tomorrow, Friday, Shabbat morning and Sunday morning at 8 a.m. for the connections. Shalom to all.
Shalom and thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.